Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Continuing their Windows Azure series, Blaine Barton and Joe Homnick are back, and in today's episode, they show us how to provision a VHD into an Azure VM, as well as how you can create and provision your own images and disks so that you can deploy your own individual environments in Azure. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a Senior IT Pro Evangelist with Microsoft, and I have a great returning guest for my TechNet Radio show, Joe Homnick. How you doing, Joe?
Fantastic. Really nice here in Boca Raton, over on the South Florida side. I know you're on the West Coast there.
Yeah, I'm over in Tampa. So everybody, Joe's a Microsoft Regional Director. He runs Homnick Systems and the consulting around that. He's a Microsoft Gold Partner, and this is episode part two of the series that Joe is doing around Windows Azure. And you're going to be talking about gallery images and disks.
Okay, so we started out and we finished up the last session with a demo of gallery images and how you can work with the gallery images and general properties you can set within the VM instances. What I'm going to now go into is drill more into the provisioning story of how those VHDs get provisioned up into a Azure VM, and also how you can provision and create your own images and disks, and how the two of them tie together so that you can deploy your own individual environments.
Sounds fantastic. What a great lineup. Why don't you just go right into the My Images, My Disks?
Sounds good. Okay, so we left off in part one with this demo related to gallery images. Let me move forward a little bit. We're going to now start talking about the whole provisioning story. What happened behind the scenes there when I was provisioning that gallery image, that image that was given to me by Microsoft as part of the Azure platform for VMs? So notice here, that's me over there in the corner. We have our stock images. So I grabbed one of those stock images, that Windows Server 2012, and added a server, created a host name, and that's the actual host name that you would connect to, a fully qualified domain name, gave it a password. We saw that you had to use the administrator account in provisioning these. And then as I gave those individual properties, it went over and created a cloud service using that individual host name and information that I passed on to it. It then actually fired up an ISO to do the install, which it moved over from storage into the provisioning repository. Well, this ISO is an unattend.xml. For those IT pros out there that are familiar with sysprep, when you create this image, it actually goes out, creates the unattend.xmls. We'll see later, that kind of means that you don't, or does mean that you do not create your own unattend.xml during this individual process. However, there are other options. So as it fires that individual unattend XML file there, along with the built-in image, it moves it over into the storage account. So it's using Windows Azure storage. You'll see it goes and creates a disk in the background as an OS disk. It also creates a data disk. So once you look at one of these provisioned images, the end result is there's three disks out there. Well, what's the third? We also get a cache.vhd. So it uses it in caching the individual processes between the VM and the storage account system. So it drops that cache up in there, creates the OS disk and the data disk, and connects them through hypervisor. Applies that unattend XML ISO that it created on the fly at the beginning, installs it, and there I am, a happy camper, ready to go. So in the background, we're actually seeing that it creates these individual disks, fires up a sys-prepped version, and then deploys that. You are ready to go. You have a VM out there with three disks attached to it. What we're going to now see is, instead of using that stock image, we can create our own images. And it takes into account this concept of a VM disk or Azure VM disk, so that you can just not create a sysprep type of scenario, because we know certain things don't fit into sysprep. Active Directory, SharePoint. Sysprep those, you aren't going to have them working after the fact. You can also create an image to put up there and then go directly against the disk. So let's take a look at that now. So how do we get those individual images up there? You basically either capture them from an existing VM. So this is a way to create an image. For example, I could have worked with that gallery image and then all of a sudden worked on it, maybe installed Visual Studio, installed a whole bunch of different apps, activated different features and roles, and then went out and captured it, and it would now become my image, so that it would then go into the storage account, actually takes itself out of the VM instance itself and puts it into a storage account, and all of a sudden now I've got that template inside of my images to be able to start implementing my provisioning story. And the provisioning story from the images goes pretty much along the same way as we saw before. The other option is we can upload. So a couple of ways that you can upload. What we're going to be looking at during this session is the CS Upload utility. Part three, when we get into virtual networking, we'll see that we can go directly from System Center Virtual Machine Manager right into the hard disks up in and provision the VMs directly through it. But in this session, we'll look at CS Upload. So let's walk through this. We capture. It goes and grabs, sticks that image into the customer's storage account. If you are going to upload these, as opposed to just the pure capture, sysprep generalized required. And we see a little picture here of sysprep. If you've worked with sysprep before, as most IT pros have, you have seen that before. So it should be an out of the box, and you shut down after the fact. Bullet number two, do not put an unattend.xml on the disk. Because as we saw before in that provisioning slide, it creates its own unattend.xml based upon the properties that it's capturing from you during that image creation. Now you might be going, wait a second, I want to be able to set all these other different properties and so forth. You have a PowerShell for Azure module that you can work with, and you can create a settings type of a scenario so that you can automate this whole process. So even though you can't use that unattend.xml type of an approach, you still have this provisioning type of a process through PowerShell that you can get to the same ends. Now, interestingly enough, you know, it fires up and does all of that install on the back end. If you're used to the predecessor or still available Windows Azure VM roles, one of the big things that you did there was install the Windows Azure integration components. Do not do this here. Azure VM is different than Azure VM role. There are still some scenarios where you might want an Azure VM role related to being able to do online types of configurations and failovers and so forth. But this is different. This is Azure VM. This gives you a pure portability, a true portability of your VHDs. So there is no actual Windows Azure agent running. That is all handled through the Azure Hypervisor service. So what works on upload? Because now all of a sudden we got images. We have disks. How do these things work together? And where do you use both? So images. Images are basically sysprepped Windows Server VHDs that you capture as an image. It gets uploaded first as a individual disk, and then you capture it as an image. What works? Things that are sysprepped. Windows Server VHDs on Hyper-V. Windows Server, we mean 2008 R2 and up. So R2 and 2012. That equals the Windows Azure image. What about disks? And it gets a little confusing here between the difference between disks and images, because an image is also a disk. And a final VM is a disk connected to a VM instance. So in this case, we have Windows Server VHD on Hyper-V. Notice, not sysprepped. So those different scenarios where you have to put out a SharePoint type of a deployment. For an example, in my classrooms, I'm teaching SharePoint 2010. I want to provision a classroom out there. Well, I got to deploy a VHD that has Active Directory on it, has SharePoint configured on it. In this case, I'm simply uploading it into a Windows Azure disk and then provisioning the VM off of the disk non-sysprepped. You then reprovision. So the images are coming from the customer's storage account. You add the server, host name, and password. It then goes, fires off the compute, creates the unattended XML provisioning, goes and grabs that OS disk from the storage account, and then fires off, creates the cache VHD, creates the OS disk instance, and the data disk instance. This is actually provisioning from a My Image, just like the image galleries were created. If we're doing it directly from a VHD disk, then it isn't going through and creating the data disk, the cache. It's simply going and grabbing a host name and attaching to it.
So you're talking about provisioning the image as opposed to the disk in this case. So I can see the confusion there that customers might have about images versus disk. So when I'm down in a virtual machine, I can simply go in and add the disk. Down below it says add disk VHD, and that's where I can add it in for the OS.
Yes, and really what you want to do, and the way that I've separated them, is that things that go into My Images are things that are going to be sysprepped and templated. So you can actually fire it off right from the disk and perform the same thing, but what this does when you create a My Image, it really creates a template, like a gallery inside of Virtual Machine Manager and System Center. So it's like a gallery image there that you can then pull out and recreate, put in some of the properties, and it fires it up. Does all of the disk setup, does all the VM instancing for you.
I noticed that when you create a VM role, it creates a template for you in the image gallery automatically.
So when you create that individual VM, and we're not talking about VM role. And I, you know, you're going to get a fine now if you say VM role again. We're in Azure VMs. So when you actually create this, you have the choice of going with this disk as being a image that's a templated type of scenario, or simply a disk. And once again, kind of gets confusing here, and differentiating it is a little tough. But that's why, let me walk through the remainder of my slides. Obviously, I didn't do this. There, I'm happy. I'm moving around there. Let's go in and take a look at this now with a demo, and we'll try and clear up this whole scenario between what's a disk, what's an image, and how you move your individual VHDs right up into the cloud and provision them. Okay, where we had left off on the first demo was I had created this IT Time Radio VM from the built-in image gallery given to us through the Azure service. And notice I have it stopped here. And if I go down across the different options, notice I have a capture button down here. So I could go and press and capture that individual virtual machine, give it an image name, and it now goes into my images. So a scenario was something like this is say, hey, I've started from an individual image. I went up, connected to it. I set some features, roles. I installed some different types of software. I now want to create this individual image as a template that'll go through that whole provisioning story that you saw in the slides before, and then upload it as a VM image. So that's one way of getting the individual images. Notice it has to be in a stopped phase to be able to do that. If I go down to something that's running, I can't capture it. So the idea is before you do the capture, you actually do the sysprep, even if it is up in the cloud. You do a sysprep, no unattend.xml, because it'll actually overwrite their unattend.xml or Azure's unattend.xml, which we don't want. And then provision it so that if I looked in images, I now have an image. In this case, it's Azure 01, Windows Server 2012, and I have Visual Studio installed on it. So that when I go and create new, I can now go to virtual machine from gallery. Notice my image shows right up at the top. It starts with A. And if I go to my images, it's now there ready to be provisioned. So think of the images as being templates that have been sysprepped that you want to recreate multiple types of VM instances from. So a gallery type item inside of System Center Virtual Machine Manager. Notice here, and I'm not going to go through this all because we did it in the previous one, but notice it's asking for a virtual machine name, new password, confirm the password, and then we'll move on past the VM configuration. Think of this all going in the unattend.xml. And give it a cloud service name that will be its fully qualified domain name that will access it by and say, hey, this is where I want to store this image. As we're going to see when we work with disks, we pretty much skip this individual screen. So let's go on over here. Yes.
Yeah, it makes sense. So the image is are templates, they're sysprep, they're kind of sealed, if you will, back to that kind of whole Windows welcome thing. And then we've got the disks, the VHDs, which we can actually just bring, can we point to an on-prem and bring a VHD by just attaching it that way and bringing it right into Azure?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, you can see right here, we have these individual disks, and here's the IT Time Radio one, and it's sitting out there. That disk was created upon that provisioning based upon a gallery image that was given to me. I could do the same thing with my image. Now, these images will not be found inside of disks. However, they are disks out there. So you will see a disk that is attached to that image. If we go down and notice, there's another way to create images. I can go and create image and simply upload it from a VHD disk. So the first way was, hey, we've got a VM out there already. Let's go and capture that VM. I'm going to sysprep that VM, shut it down. It's got to be shut down before I can capture it. And it's all sysprepped. I'm going to go and create this image. Another way is I've uploaded a sysprep copy to a VHD, and now I'm going to be able to import it into my images. So if I went here and went to look for some images that I have out there as VHDs, I can go pull them up. Open it. Kind of, you know, a little, hey, remember this should be sysprepped. Really doesn't matter if you click that or not. And you're giving it a new name. It will then take it out of those VHDs and put it into the image gallery. So when it's in the image gallery, it's not an actual running VM instance. It's simply a gallery image out there that's a templated way for you to create your VM instances. So let's take this a little further now and go to and take a look at these disks. So really everything starts out as a disk. If it turns into an image gallery, it gets taken out of the VHD disks and put into the image gallery. But you have to have that VHD disk to start with. Maybe it's the IT time radio. If I went and actually went and captured that, it would disappear from here and go into the gallery. So you're going to lose a VM instance through the capture. Additionally, let's say I just want to go, and I wouldn't do this on this one. I might do it over here because it doesn't have Active Directory and things like SharePoint installed in it that sysprep will make inoperative. But if I went over to here to this latest Visual Studio SQL 2012, Windows Server 2012 disk that I've been working on for a class next week, and I wanted to be able to create an individual image out of it, I could go and grab it if it was sysprepped, and away we go. But I also have the option of taking this VHD, not sysprepping it, and just creating an image off of that. So this is basically the idea of you going and creating a VHD inside of Hyper-V using Hypervisor and simply exporting it or just simply copying it and then attaching it to a separate virtual machine instance inside of Hyper-V. So this gives you the ultimate flexibility of saying, hey, I don't have to sysprep this. I can take my existing VHDs with all of this wonderful things that I've done over the year, simply copy them up, upload them, and then start working with them. So how do we actually upload these? Well, we use the utility called CS Upload. And I've actually got a picture here of Kiwi SQL 2012. I believe this is the 2012 sample virtual machine that we use. Has Active Directory on it, has SQL 2012, all implementations, master data services, the whole shebang there, including SharePoint 2010 with the PowerView, the reporting services modules integrated right into SQL Server. So this is kind of a big one. It's about 40 gigs. And you can see here, when I run this CS upload, I'm using an add disk command and defining a connection. Well, the connection is what your subscription ID is and what your certificate thumbprint is. Since I figured this was going to be out there and could be seen forever, I blurred them out. You then define an endpoint. I want management.core.windows.net. Give it a label. This is what it's going to be called up there. And say, hey, where is this literal path? Well, I actually have the VHD locally on /C/VMroll. I give it a name and my destination. In this case, azure03.blob.core.windows.net/VHDS and the Kiwi SQL 2012 VHD. Oh yeah, we can do multiple OSs. So identify which OS this is. So this is the full Kiwi implementation. I also do it for the Office VHD SP2010-A that you can easily, you know, just download from the public sites out there. and upload them, everything as is. No sys prep done to this at all. So you'll notice that it does a compression type of a thing, creates a new page blob. So the page blob is going to be the size of the expanded or fixed disk. As of this recording, it's 127 megs. They created this with, gigs. They created this with 80 gigs. And notice it took 11 minutes to compress. Now, even though it creates the page blob, you only get charged with the space you actually use. So it's more like the 38 or 39, whatever it is. We'll look at it in a little bit. Now, once it's compressed and verified, we upload it. And notice it took an hour to upload. I have a pretty good data center. But still, we're uploading 40 gigs over the internet into the VHD repository. It registers it with the repository and finishes. So the whole thing was like an hour and 10 minutes to be able to upload this individual disk. As a matter of fact, let's go and look at it up on, I'll use Cloud Explorer here. And there it is.
Joe, can you talk a little bit about, can you just refresh our minds and the viewers today about endpoints?
So on the endpoints, you will be defining a individual endpoint, and it remembers what your previous endpoint is. For example, with RDP, we're defining a 3389, but you can go in and change that at any time. And you might have an endpoint and say, where's that 60,553 coming? Well, that's the previous one that you defined. But you can simply go into the VM and change it. You can even use endpoints like 443. I have to be a little careful, though, depending on what else you're doing inside of the VM. So well-established things that you know you can get through the firewall with, because you don't have a gateway service here. So notice you'll need to have RDP to get to these things. So we look up here, and here it is. Notice it says 78, but that's what's been allocated. Now, a cool thing with these, also, if I go back here and I go back into my disks, there it is. And we can see down there the actual location. I can now attach to this disk. And I believe no, I didn't create one off of here. But what I'll do now with these is, notice I have this uploaded. Let's say I wanted to do an IT Time Radio class next week. I'm going to simply go here, right-click, create new container, and say IT Time Radio folder. And this is all Windows Azure storage. I'm using Cloud Explorer here. And I now have an IT Time Radio folder. Watch this. You don't have the differencing capability, but you do have shadow copying capability up on Azure Storage. I'm going to go over to IT Time Radio. You might have noticed I went over here, did a right-click, copy. Let me go to IT Time Radio, right-click, paste. Oh! Anybody be able to copy 80 gigs of information that quickly? Well, really what it did was a shadow copy. So I could be going out here and doing, let's call this QE SQL. Student 01. Paste in another copy. Student 02. On and on and on. I can now go up here and say, create a new disk. And we'll just simply call it ITTR. I'm shortcutting your IT Time Radio. Student 01. attached to that disk. So I believe I put it over here. Going to IT Time Radio. Here's student one. And it creates an operating system. We're working with Windows. So now I have, or I'm in the process of getting a virtual machine disk up on Azure. So what this does is say, okay, I'm going to go out and put a lease lock on this individual disk. I can't go out and delete that disk anymore until I release this lease lock for the VHD or the virtual machine disk that I have just created. Once that's completed, I now could go to new, give it a couple more seconds, and it will show up in my disks. So I could now select that and create a VM off of it, except this is not a image template disk. This is just a pure disk that I uploaded. It's got Active Directory on it, it has SharePoint, on and on and on and on and on. And it's still through the process, it's finished. Now that it's finished, I should be able to press new, go in from gallery, go into my disks, there it is. And notice it goes right in. Okay, I don't need all of this startup information. I just need to know where I'm going to be putting this. So I'm going to be putting it in ITTR student 01, and this will actually create a cloud service. This needs 4 cores, 7 gigs, because it's got all Active Directory and SQL on it and SharePoint, all those different products. Going to go next, give it the DNS name. We'll call it the same thing. I bet you there's not one out there. It's going to go out and verify that I have a correct, fully qualified DNS name. And notice, I can put it into different regions. Well, it's coming from a specific region, so you're going to be limited here. However, I could, if I had some other services, and we saw this during the demo in the previous version, I mean, the previous presentation, I could stick them in all together once that individual cloud service is created. So let me go next. We're not going to work with availability sets right now. And it's going out and creating that individual student VM. About 5 minutes, it'll pop up. So let's go into the VM instances. We'll see that it's in the creation process. It's provisioning it. Here's an example of one that I did in that same exact scenario. And this is the freely downloadable demonstration VM. I think it's about 45 gigs that you can download that Microsoft put together that shows off SharePoint Server 2010. And has all of the labs and so forth in it. But if I connect into this, we shall see. Notice it goes down. I now open an RDP file. Open it up. Yeah, I know. I know what I'm doing. And let's see if I remember the password that I applied to this one. But that's all internal. If anybody's worked with this SP2010A before, you can see you've got the desktop. It's got all the warm-up buttons and so forth on it. If we go in here, we have Visual Studio 2010, we have Active Directory, we have SQL Server 2012, we have SharePoint 2010, all running as if it was running in your local Hyper-V. So pretty cool capability. I'm using it quite a bit in classroom types of scenarios. We're also seeing it being used quite a bit in development machines and especially development test machines where we can fire up individual VMs do some development type work, and then just blow them away. Instead of provisioning a whole new machine for each individual developer that comes and goes and unprovisioning it, just fire up a VM out in the cloud. And we're starting to work on complete types of systems where you'll have multiple servers, as we saw in the last one, where you can put it into the individual cloud service and it communicates automatically between the multiple machines. So you can have an Active Directory machine, you can have a SharePoint machine, you can have a SQL Server machine. Something we're working on right now for a lab environment, a Team Foundation server machine, and seeing how it all works together and actually deploy in that type of a scenario. Now, in the next session, we'll talk about virtual networking and how you can securely connect between your local VM infrastructure and the cloud infrastructure, and how you can move between cloud services on the VMs that are living up in Azure.
That sounds great, Joe. Hey, you know, another thing we might want to chat about too is the P2V conversion, the different tools for that, like Virtual Machine Manager, be able to do a physical, you know, take a physical and move it into a virtual and then move that into Windows Azure.
Which actually has a, there's that capability. You see a lot of capabilities that you only saw in System Center in the past, right in Windows Server 2012 Hyper-V now. Things like being able to replicate VMs, being able to pull in physical environments as you create the individual VM. So some really cool stuff. We can touch on that when we get into the next session and we start working with the virtual network and also Hyper-V on a 2012 machine and System Center Manager.
Fantastic job, Joe. Great demo. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Homnick, he's a gold Microsoft partner, the Homnick Systems, great consultant for them, works on SharePoint, Windows Azure, Windows Server. He's a heavy hitter, ladies and gentlemen. He's also a regional director of the MVP program. So with that, Joe, any last words?
No, but I just actually was invited to be a extended event person with Microsoft. So I think we're going to be working together on the 15th launch down in Miami.
Sounds fantastic. You can do the Windows 8.
Perfect. Love
and
Windows
8. I'll do the storage spaces and Hyper-V. And I think we also have an MVP, Anand Cartwright's going to join us too as well down there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So I'm already doing a session with Joe Healy, and I'm looking forward to possibly doing one with you.
That'd be fantastic. Look forward to working with you, bud.
All righty.
All right. And with that, if you'd like to go check out Windows Azure, go to http://try-azure and get your 90-day evaluation and subscription. So with that, I think it's a wrap.